This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective, with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Today, Zane, Juice, and I talk about SummerSlam. We talk about what's going on in ROH, Lucha Underground, some Impact news, including some really disheartening news about Alberto El Patron. And Juice gives us another word for when a guy gets kicked in his... Yeah, you'll find out more. Chris on the mat, we talk some New Japan wrestling and more. It's all coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
That move on his feet, the Stray Cat, is he ready? Oh. Let's go to the match, please.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Tag me, please!
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
All the fans here, it's just two guys rolling around in spandex together, so...
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
First off, let's talk to Ajay. Ajay Juice, you missed us last time because you were really busy with all the things going on in the sports world in Utah. How you been, man?
Doing good. There's no break in sports. I'm starting to find out that there's no holiday or time off or anything. You know, it's just go, go, go. You go from baseball to football to basketball, and each of them overlap each other. So I'm barely staying head above water. But, I guess I can make an announcement now, can I?
Yes,
since I've officially announced it. Should I make an announcement for you?
Yeah, you go ahead. This is really cool, guys. Congratulations.
So I have just accepted a job as the head baseball coach of the freshman baseball team over at Green Canyon High School, which will be a new high school for those outside of the state of Utah. It's in Cache Valley. I'll be leaving Salt Lake, moving back to my stomping grounds, and it's a new high school in Cache Valley, which is a beautiful area. But I've accepted a head coaching position there, and so... I'll probably last for about a year, and then they'll can me, and then I'll be back to, we made the decision about maybe 5-6 months ago, but we kind of waited to officially announce it to make sure we had all our ducks in a pond, but.
And by the way, Cache Valley is Logan, Utah, which is up in the extreme northern end of Utah, beautiful, beautiful valley in the mountains, and we're really excited to have you back closer to us so we can get to see Ajay and his lovely wife some more, but. That's good news, and congratulations from all of us, okay?
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. We really need to start off Turnbuckle Trash today after some good news with some very disheartening news about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Over the weekend, Ric was hospitalized. He was actually put into a medically induced coma and was going to have surgery. Now, evidently, the surgery did happen. At first, the reports were that Ric was having heart problems, but it has come out since that the surgery was more for a blockage in his colon, a very, very serious condition where his organs have been shutting down. He's on dialysis. His liver is shutting down. It's just a very, very serious situation. So Nature Boy, who is on everybody's Mount Rushmore of wrestling, we just wish him the best and his family and his fiance, and everybody's real concerned about the Nature Boy.
WWE had announced a report that he had went through an undisclosed surgical procedure. There was rumors that it was his colon, and then Wendy Barlow, his fiance, came out and said, "No, it's not. It's not his colon. It's worse than that. It's multiple organ And that's tough, man. She has pleaded for prayers and thoughts towards her fiance, Ric Flair, and I think we'll, on behalf of Turnbuckle Trash, we'll continue to do so.
Definitely. Rick has been in the business for so long, and his story is just amazing. From being an adopted child, evidently the story goes that he actually was born in the area of my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, and there was an adoption agency that was actually stealing babies and then adopting those out, and Rick was one of those babies. He was adopted to a family in Minnesota, a doctor and his wife. Those are his parents. He's always said that. He doesn't care to find out who his original birth parents are, but a really strange situation as he was growing up. And then he got involved with professional wrestling, and he actually survived a broken neck in a plane crash early in his career and went on to become styling and profiling, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun. Yeah, so Rick, get better.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Are you ready for some other news besides the WWE?
Let's do it.
Okay, Ring of Honor Wrestling. I know you don't get to watch Ring of Honor very often, but Cody Rhodes is now their champion. And it's been kind of interesting to watch. If you watch ROH, you know what I'm talking about. Cody comes in as a member of the Bullet Club, and he is a heel. He is a villain. The American Nightmare is what he calls himself. But now, after he wins the title belt from Christopher Daniels, the writing staff came up with a brilliant idea to have Christopher Daniels become the heel in the situation. And all he had to do was cut one promo, and Daniels did a wonderful job with it, where he started blaming the fans of ROH for his loss. And then Cody gets in and cuts another promo and starts complaining. He says, listen to this, Juice. I think you'll appreciate this. He says about Christopher Daniels complaining about losing the belt that he had what they call in the business a boo-boo face.
Oh, no.
And the crowd starts chanting, boo-boo face, boo-boo.
No, yeah, that you walked right into that one.
That was great writing, man.
That would get a crowd going, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can give them something to eat up, whether it's with you or against you, you're doing something right. But that poor guy's going to be hearing that for a long, long time now.
Oh, can you just the thing that goes from one week where Cody is he's the hated villain. I mean, he's getting booed. He's getting things thrown at him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wins the title in a controversial manner. And then they start the boo-boo face chant. And then I got to tell you this, in their 2 out of 3 rematch on ROH TV, it went two falls because at the end of the second fall, Christopher Daniels reach out and he touches Cody Rhodes. Well, he actually kicked him right in the man region.
He just got him in the ding-ding!
What's up with... That's been happening a lot in the WWE and Ring of Honor and even Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
A lot of kicking in the Wachobies.
Yeah, the Wachobies. And then after Cody kind of catches his breath, he reaches out and kicks him in the Christopher Daniels in his Wachobie. I like that word.
Got him in the ding ding.
All the belt shots should be left to YouTubers who are just doing stupid things, not the professional wrestlers. Leave that to the stupid idiots on YouTube.
You stupid idiots!
Where'd you come up with that name, man?
My mom made me find a different word And then one day I got hit in the Wachobies, and my mom's like, what's your problem? And I'm like, I got hit, and I was going to say, you know, describe the area. But instead of saying describing the area, I said Wachobies. And my mom didn't get mad at me, so that's the word I've always stuck with ever since.
I like it. I have never heard that one. I like it. So now it's going to be kicked in the Wachobies from now on.
There you go.
Yeah, also a little ROH news. Jay Lethal has returned after being injured. He goes against Silas Young, the last real man in professional wrestling, and the Beer City Bruiser. They had a nice little program going there where Silas Young and Beer City Bruiser would come out and say no Jay Lethal sighting for how many days it was. Really enjoyed that. So our friend, Marty the Moth, Lucha Underground. I think I
love Marty.
Oh, he's great, isn't he?
He's a great interview. He's a really nice guy out of the ring, but he's a really talented guy in the ring, too.
Oh, yes. He did a spot with Melissa, Melissa Sanchez, the announcer, where he put a sandwich in her face. Oh, the look. Anyway, I talked about it a little bit on the past pod, but I was messaging with Marty on Facebook, and I said, did Melissa know that you were going to do that? And he goes, no. So it was priceless. It was about 3 weeks ago. If you get a chance to see it, he has a little yellow lunch box he brings into the ring with him with a sandwich. Priceless stuff. But Lucha Underground getting ready for Ultima Lucha 3 that should be happening, I think, in 2 weeks from when we're recording this.
Should be coming up.
They've been having a really interesting tournament that is now down to the final four. Now, the day before we recorded this, they had a program, and I haven't been able to watch it, so I don't know all the what happened in the final four. But in the final eight, they had a really just a great match between one of my favorites, Mil Muentes, and a new guy called Jonathan Crane. And Ajay, they did a spot in there that I don't know how Jonathan Crane kept from, I don't know, breaking his back or at least doing severe damage to a rib. Muentes sets up two steel folding chairs in the middle of the ring. And, you know, they'll set them up sometimes where they're facing each other. And there's that, you know, kind of a big area, big enough for a body to go in. They'll slam them through the chairs that way.
Sure.
No, he takes the chairs and takes them back to back and then picks up Crane and slams him on the backs of the two metal chairs right in the middle of the ring, right in the middle of his back.
Oh, ow.
Ow! I literally cringed when I saw that. But I didn't see any kind of bruising on his back or anything, but it was a great match, and the man of a thousand deaths. He is one of the best mask wrestlers I've seen in years. I think his work is just incredible. Then they had a wrestler named Tejano that's kind of right on the edge between being a face and a heel right now, because there's a manager after him called Famous B, and he took on Pentagon Dark, and Pentagon Dark won the match after Famous B threw a horseshoe into the middle of the ring. Pentagon Dark got it and clobbered Tejano with it. And then Pentagon Dark is famous for breaking the opponent's arms after he beats them. And he didn't do it to Tejano, but he did do it to Famous B and his sidekick, the lovely Brenda. So it was pretty interesting. So pretty good stuff in Lucha Underground.
How did he, on that chair incident, no one was seriously injured?
You know, there's probably another 5 minutes to go in the match, and it went on with Crane getting high spots himself. I don't know how they did it, but it was so impressive. And I would just think that the chiropractor had to be backstage, a bucket of ice. It was an impressive spot. If I can find it on YouTube, I'll send you a copy, and I'll put it on our Facebook page.
You post it on our Facebook Turnbuckle Trash page, too, if you can.
And I'll see if I can
get
it out.
I'd really like to see that.
Yeah, I'll try to get it out on Twitter and see if I can find that for you, because it is impressive to watch that match. It's just really, really good. So when they have the Ultima Lucha 3 that's coming up, it's going to be Rey Mysterio against Johnny Mundo. Now, that'll be for the Lucha Underground title. Now, of course, Rey Mysterio in Salt Lake City a few months ago, and got the chance to meet him with Zayn, and just very, very nice. But they're doing a promo right now with Mundo being the heel, and they attacked Rey's son, who was at ringside. And I started thinking, Rey's son looked very familiar. And it is Rey's son, but it's the same kid. If you'll remember back when the late Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio had a little program going, they actually battled for the son of Rey Mysterio Jr., and he was about maybe 8 or 9 years old at the time. And it's the same kid. It's the same kid. So it is Rey Mysterio's son. So that's going to be interesting. Now, remember John, is John DeMundo now, when he's John Morrison in the WWE.
Do remember Mr. John Morrison.
Oh, man, he is a great talent. And right now he holds the AAA promotion. He has 3 of their major belts at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what's going on. There's been some heat now between Johnny and Vampiro, who's in Lucha Underground and also does some work with AAA. It all involves Johnny's fiance, who is Taya, who is also in Lucha Underground and also a professional wrestler. And they stripped the belt from Taya, and Johnny's upset about that. And then I just read this past week that Johnny and Taya are moving on to Global Force Wrestling, which is Impact.
Huh.
So an interesting situation there. I just don't know. So we'll have to see. And one of your favorites, Alberto El Patron.
Yes, absolutely.
Have you been following what's going on with him recently?
Yeah, in fact, there's been a lot of Twitter work about it too as well. So it's intriguing, to say the least, to be quite honest. In fact, I'm just actually looking for an article right now that I just saw about it.
Well, go ahead and tell me when you're ready. I'll just kind of try to catch people up.
Go ahead.
If you remember, a few years ago, Alberto was in the WWE, and then he left under not friendly terms, and then he comes back, and he leaves again under not friendly terms. He moves on to Lucha Underground last season, left them under not friendly terms, and now he's with Global Force. He's their champion, and he's been stripped of his title.
Oh, boy.
And it all stems from the incident that occurred at the Orlando Airport, Juice, where there was domestic violence involved, involving Paige, his fiance. Of course, Paige in the WWE, out right now with an injury. The thing,
I mean,
domestic violence is just such an inherent thing. I just don't understand it, but Paige says that she was the aggressor in the situation. No charges have been filed. And then now comes the word that he's being stripped of his title. I'm just wondering if something else is going on there.
So Albert DeRio, and this is all thanks to Steel Real To Us. You can find them on Twitter at Steel Real To Us. There's a quote that he has made. He actually released a statement on his Instagram account. It says the following quote: "My company, Impact, and I have come to an agreement that it's best for both parties if I be stripped from the championships. I came up with this suggestion just to show that Impact doesn't have favorites and everybody gets treated the same. Apologies to fans and my brothers and sisters in the company. Even though I came out all clear and there was no wrongdoing, it was still a scandal. So thanks for your support, and let's move forward more positively. One day I hope to be your champion again." End quote.
Well, that was pretty cool. That was, if that's exactly what happened, that was really cool on his part. It's not, and very serious situation. Let's just hope that the alleged violence did not occur, and that it was just a misunderstanding. We'll keep our fingers crossed there.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I mean, I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh. Ooh, podcasting.
You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
It's Chris on the match. Match.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
The guy didn't get cracked open. He wasn't really wrestling.
Chris.
On the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
Matt, we talk about New Japan, and you were just telling me before we started this morning that they have a tournament going on in New Japan?
The G1 tournament is going on as we speak. Last night, Kenny Omega defended the U.S. title. I can't pronounce the other name that he defended against. Please don't, because I'll break my tongue. It was a back-and-forth match. Very well done. Kenny won the match, but like we were just talking about, I think that a lot of other organizations really skipped out when they didn't pick this man up. He's a good ring general. He tells a real good story in the ring. I really enjoyed the match last night. Every one of the matches that they had was excellent. Very well put out. And the Bullet Club there is just taking over New Japan. Well, I will say this about New Japan. It's not for kids. It's not for children whatsoever, because every time, let's just say, like Cody Rhodes, when he went over to defend the Ring of Honor World title in one of the matches that I watched, the F-bomb was being dropped.
Whoa, that's Farvik Nugan.
A lot inside the ring.
Whoa, that's Farvik Nugan.
Sorry for if that's not well, but you can hear it very. You can hear it just perfectly.
Whoa, that's Farvik Nugan.
On YouTube, and like I said, New Japan is not for children, but they've got some heck of some wrestlers in there. I love it, and they're supposed to be doing a tour in Las Vegas here shortly.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They're going to be coming over with Ring of Honor, doing another segment for them. I don't know when it's supposed to be. Probably after G1 is over, more than likely.
Well, it sounds like you need to go visit your Uncle Randall in Vegas so you can go to some wrestling,
ticket prices would probably be out the roof, more than likely, with these people. But who knows? I mean, New Japan is really working very well, like I said, with the Bullet Club. And Ring of Honor, plus with New Japan working together, it's a good mixture.
Is Jim Ross still involved with the play-by-play?
He still is from now and then. He is, but he's doing part-time with NXT and still with a little bit with New Japan. I don't remember who his other co-host is with him.
I think it's Josh Barnett.
I believe so. Yeah. Yes, you are correct. Yeah, he's doing that every now and then. At least it's good, because you can understand what they're saying because last night I didn't understand one word. All I did was just watch the wrestling. It was like, okay, I didn't understand one word the man was saying. I was just, okay, that's fine. Where's Jim Ross?
Yeah.
let me hear him. So
I've done that when I've watched some AAA on one of the Spanish channels on one of my on my cable. I've just sat there and watched the wrestling and had no idea because I don't speak Spanish. Heck, I barely speak English, you know, so.
Sometimes I can't either. Sometimes I can't even. I try to speak, and sometimes my verbiage doesn't come out very well.
I hear that, my man. Hey, let's talk. I wanted to get your take on a situation on Monday Night Raw that has Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, and Brock Lesnar getting ready for SummerSlam and that Fatal 4-Way. On Monday Night Raw, they had the Last Man Standing match. And I don't know if you saw it. I saw it right away, and I got a little angry at the writers and the referees at the WWE because towards the end of the match, when Roman Reigns did his spear on Braun Strowman, which was an awesome move, by the way, and then Strowman was laid out, and then Samoa Joe gets involved with that choke, and they restarted the count. What in the world happened there?
I think that the WWE is not reading what they're putting down on paper. When I watched the match, and I believe that when they started the count again, then they started up, and they had Samoa Joe come out. I think they really screwed up. Yes. That shouldn't have happened. I can understand an interference in the Last Man Standing. But go ahead.
There was no DQ. I mean, that's what the thing was that got me upset was no DQ on the match. And then here's Joe interfering, which, you know, I can understand why they did that. But why did they restart the count? Come on, guys.
I really believe that they screwed up the storyline, and they had to have something to keep up with the hour, with the few minutes that was left of the TV show, so they just said keep going. Because if you notice that the referee, he looked lost as a puppy dog. And, I mean, you could tell that someone was screaming in his ear to tell the wrestlers to keep going. Because, I mean, once he gets down there and he starts talking, you know good and dang well that he's telling them, okay, the guys in the back are telling me you got to keep going no matter what we're doing here. End of storyline. Let's just keep going. Come on, keep wrestling. Throw a chair at him.
That was kind of cool, though. You got to admit that. When Braun Strowman picks up an office chair, I mean, it wasn't extremely heavy. I can pick up an office chair, but to throw it as hard and as far as he threw it, quite impressive.
Oh, yes, it was very impressive. I really thought, when you saw Roman's arms go up to block it, you know good and well that his that he had to have a little bit of impact, because that was like a football throw. I mean, that was a perfect pass right to a person, and him playing like it really hurt him. Yeah, I can understand that if it did. But, it was an interesting match. SummerSlam is going to be very interesting to watch to see if Brock loses the title.
What do you think? Do you think he'll quit if they have him lose?
No, but from what I understand, John Jones from the UFC is supposed to be at SummerSlam to taunt Brock Lesnar. I believe that will happen. I've got a feeling that John Jones will be there, and he'll work into the storyline somehow. They're going to work him in. He'll distract Brock, or he'll make Brock lose the title. Somehow.
Well, you know, Vince and the guys at the WWE are great at trying to capitalize on the situation. John Jones, who is a champ in UFC, had actually called out Brock Lesnar after his last fight, saying if you want to get to see what it feels like getting knocked out by somebody 40 pounds lighter than you, to meet him in the octagon. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's getting a little paycheck to come into SummerSlam.
Well, the last time when y'all talked about this on the last podcast. Yeah, Brock got into a lot of trouble with the UFC, and I thought he retired myself, but I know that Brock's been in the works talking to the UFC and trying to get back into it. He doesn't want to wrestle anymore. I think that, yeah, he's getting some money from them. And can you blame him? I mean, he's not the greatest wrestler in the world. I mean, no one really likes to watch a part-timer. No one likes a part-time champ. So, and I can understand Brock's view. He's in it for the money. He doesn't care about the fans. So he's just in it for that. So I could see Brock going back to the UFC, and I could see Brock losing the title. And if the WWE is smart, they'll give it to Braun Strowman.
Really?
If they're smart, I think they'll give it to him.
But are they smart?
Well, they ain't that smart. But who knows? I think they should. They've been pushing him a lot. They should give the title to Braun. Let him have it. Let him have a run with it and see what happens. You know who he'll drop it to. He'll drop it to Reigns, the golden boy. So.
He's not so golden in your eyes, is he?
I don't really like Roman. He's been shoved down too many throats. Just like Ajay said or Zayn, they don't like him. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I don't like him either. He's not that good on the mic. He's got some good skills in the ring, but you're not that. I mean, you weren't the one that was supposed to beat The Undertaker. Sorry. No. I would have chose somebody different. I mean, he's not the second coming of Hulk Hogan or Stone Cold. He's just a regular person, a regular wrestler. I don't know.
Now, have you ever seen the last person I saw that caused a division of cheers and boos like Roman Reigns? I mean, he's got about 30% of the crowd that's cheering for him and the rest of them kind of booing Roman Reigns. But he is selling merchandise and stuff. But the last person who did that, and I think did it best, is John Cena. On SmackDown Tuesday Night Live, I thought that the promo that John Cena did at the beginning of the match, putting over Nakamura, was absolutely masterful. He worked that crowd so well. It was unreal to watch.
Oh, yes. That match was awesome to see. The only scary part is when Nakamura dropped Cena on his neck.
Oof. That was scary, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, but I'm happy for what John has done, starting to put over, which he's done it before, but he's put over people. He's not wanting to be in the limelight. I mean, his time is almost over. We all know this. It's time for him to take a step back and let other people have the limelight. And I wish they would let John go heel one more time.
Yeah.
Because he was better as a heel, as Thug Life or
whatever, I forgot.
Thugonomics. Yeah, if they would let him go back to that, I think his popularity would probably explode again, because that's what we all want to see. We want to see the old John Cena, mm-hmm. not this one. We want to see the old one.
Well, I thought it was interesting in that promo how he put Nakamura over, and then when Corbin came out, you know, the crowd was, Baron Corbin and stuff. And then John Cena, who I think has some of the best mic skills in the business, he took the time to put heat onto Baron Corbin when they were chanting dumpster fire with the crowd. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, that was excellent. I loved it as well. With the crowd saying dumpster fire and John fed off of that, and you could tell it was really good to hold a Corbin pretty good. But we'll see come SummerSlam if Nakamura holds on to the title, if he beats Jinder Mahal. I think you and I talked about this, that Jinder Mahal will probably lose the title to him, and then here comes Corbin. And then Nakamura drops it to Corbin. Or John Cena interferes, because those two have a SummerSlam match as well. So, who knows? I think SummerSlam is going to be interesting this year. It really is. I see big things coming. Maybe a surprise maybe this time.
It's going to be fun. Well, Chris, thanks for joining us on Chris on the Mat this morning or today. And we're going to keep up with you. I want you to continue following that New Japan wrestling and keep us up to date with what's going on with New Japan.
Not a problem. I'll keep up to date and see y'all later. Thank you all very much for your time.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
And one of Zane's least favorite wrestlers is Eva Marie. Remember her from Total Divas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All red all the time. Beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
Fans didn't like her in the least. Well, she's gone. She and the WWE have parted ways. Eva Marie announced that she released a statement saying the two sides mutually agreed to part ways. So all red all the time. No longer a wrestler in the WWE. I think she's going to concentrate on acting and a modeling career. That's what I've been kind of hearing.
So just before, and this is, last summer, of course, she had built up quite the momentum in regards of her character on SmackDown Live. But she would, she'd come to the ring for a match, and it's something that would happen that would prevent her from wrestling. And which would cause a lot of grief for her. She was then suspended, of course, for violating the WWE wellness policy. And then she wanted to focus more on her acting career. Now, she hadn't been on SmackDown Live since August of 2016. And then with no, updates in regards of her status with the WWE, you kind of figure that this isn't a surprise. We kind of expected it coming. Rolling Stone actually caught up with her, and she had a quote here, if I could read it. And I'll read it right now, but it says, quote, "I have such a great relationship with Vince and Paul and Stephanie McMahon. They've given me an opportunity to step away and film these two films, which he's been doing. I have done already, and you never know when that relationship will come back. So I might appear at SummerSlam or WrestleMania. It just so happens that the wrestling craft, you have been able to give yourself 110% to that. And then with the acting, you have to do the same. So we decided together that with the films going back to back, I'm going to put my efforts into acting and growing that way. And then you never know. All Red Everything could come back and snatch that title," end quote. She's not coming back.
No. No, the fans, she never really caught on with the fans.
Yeah.
And they tried her on Total Divas. And I thought, And are you excited for the Divas to come back to ETV?
Are you really asking me that?
Nah. No, I shouldn't have asked you that. You're probably jumping up and down and screaming like a little girl, huh?
I am thrilled. I've actually been keeping up to date with that. I'm so excited for it. Diva TV is the best TV ever. Better than Captain America or Flash or Arrow or Robin Hood or whoever that is that you like. Better than all of it.
Don't you blaspheme to me, boy.
No, I'm serious. Diva TV is so much better than that.
Yeah.
And you know it too. And it's time you man up and accept it.
I'm going to bite my tongue here, Juice. And it hurts. I have watched it, and I have kind of enjoyed some of it.
Kind of? You have enjoyed it. You know you have. You are eating it up. When your wife's like, "Hey, let's watch Flash." You're like, "No, let's watch Divas."
You just keep telling yourself that.
Your beautiful wife, Teresa, loves Flash, but you are not a fan of Flash. You're a fan of Diva TV. And that's okay, Dave. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can I tell you this? My lovely wife actually watched wrestling with me on Tuesday afternoon of this week, or Wednesday afternoon of this week. She hasn't sat down and watched a wrestling program with me in a long time, but she watched. I was telling her all about the storylines and
that poor gal.
Yeah, and you know what she really liked? She liked Feel the Glow, Naomi's entrance.
Really?
Yeah, she really liked that. That was pretty cool. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Ryback making some news. Evidently, he has been doing some wrestling in Australia. Actually beat a guy named Swagzilla, Sean Cumpston, to win the Rock
Wait,
and Roll.
Wait, what was his name?
Swagzilla. Isn't that a great name?
I hope he beat Swag. Someone who has the name of Swagzilla should not win a match.
Yeah, he was evidently the Rock and Roll Heavyweight Champion. Now it's Ryback.
Oh, my good night. Okay. Yeah.
And did you watch American Grid on Fox TV with John Cena?
I love that show. Oh, man, I thought I was going to hate it. I've actually been kind of impressed with it.
I love that show. Did you see the final?
Did you see the part where he actually talks about his life with Nikki Bella and his just like his life in general when he talks? About it.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so real.
Yeah, the part that you're talking about when he was talking about his wrestling career and his relationship with Nikki, it became part of the competition when they were asking questions about what John had talked about the night before. I don't know if you caught that, but the guy who got the question right, and I'll ask you if you remember. Where did John and Nikki share their first kiss?
I don't know.
It was in a restaurant. So the guy, one of the competitors, got it right. Everybody else got it wrong. And so in an off-camera segment, in a different little segment, they come back to him, and he's sitting there talking about winning that particular question. And he made this quote that was so bad. He says, "If I win with love, then love wins."
Oh, my good gosh. Get him off the air.
"If I win with love, love wins." Guess what? He lost.
I hope so. Anyone who's stupid enough to say that deserves to lose.
It reminded me, I was telling my wife about watching an old movie one time on HBO. This was years and years ago. It was a really bad kind of a gladiator movie. And the good guy is taken up before the king, the pharaoh, or whatever it was. And the pharaoh threatens to kill him, and he says, "Go ahead, because life is only life. And if I win, love wins." Yeah. It was so tough.
Okay, first of all, stop, okay?
I'm stopping my...
No, God, stop. Jeremiah. Stop. Stop crying. Stop crying.
Okay.
Oh, my good. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So Cena is staying big. We're just going to move on, Dave. I don't even know where to end with that. I don't even. Again, once again, I have to clean up your mess. Cena remains really busy, by the way. I don't know if you've heard, but he has been doing some filming, or at least his part in filming in regards to the Bumblebee, which I'm not excited to see. I'm excited to take you out to a movie and go watch Bumblebee.
It's in the Transformer franchise, Bumblebee.
You know what I'm more excited about, though?
What?
Is guess who's coming back to TV?
The Arrow? The Flash?
Who's Arrow?
Stephen Amell.
Who?
It's going to be at Comic-Con. I can't wait. Salt Lake City.
Who's Comic-Con?
It's not the Bellas. I know that.
It is the Bellas. Yummy!
The Bellas right. are coming back?
Total Bellas are coming back to Entertainment Television beginning on September 6th. Really excited about that, actually.
Mm.
They said they've got some, they're going to, at least when I looked on the Entertainment Page Network, they talked about how they're going to be showing a little bit more, it's going to be more of a positive spin on their lives than it's been before. There's a lot of drama in the last two seasons, but this one's going to be more positive looked at in regards to their relationships with their family, their friends, and other wrestlers. So I'm excited to see that, and I know you are too. So we'll skip Comic-Con and go and have a night out and watch that.
Not skipping Comic-Con. No.
Yeah, you will for me.
Hey, Cena, by the way, is a
free agent. He's going to be flowing between Raw and SmackDown with most of his ring work. By the way, he just tweeted out something really interesting. I guess you can follow him at John Cena on Twitter. He says, "Failure is a part of life, a great way to learn. And he says, learn to make excuses. Learn to blame others for your shortcomings. And then he tweets out again, or you can just take ownership and move forward.
Ooh, I like that, though.
I don't know if he's talking to someone specifically or if that's just a quote, but that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is. I was telling my wife that I've never been a big John Cena fan. However, I have grown to respect him more over the last two and a half years. You know, with the things like American Grid and the things he's done with the Bellas, and then of course his work with the Make-A-Wish kids and some of the other things he's done. I've just grown to respect his talent even more. He is an incredible man. I just take my hats off to him. And then he does great mic work in the ring. You know, he gets all set up for this the big match he's going to be taking place with Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, remember, this was the dream match that was going to set up who was going to take on Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam. Well, he really puts Nakamura over in the match and then also puts over Baron Corbin on the microphone at the same time. It was masterful work on the microphone by John Cena, and my respect for him grew at that time because there's been a lot of people say Cena won't put other wrestlers over. I disagree because he did it with Rusev. He's done it with Corbin now. He's done it with Sensei Nakamura, and just a lot of respect for Mr. John Cena.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Charlotte Flair on SmackDown Live a couple of weeks ago, you'll probably appreciate this. She was taking on the Ravishing Russian Lana. And there was
was this her wardrobe malfunction?
The wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You can talk to me again.
Okay, well, Charlotte and Lana were in the ring. And Lana starts sliding down her back, almost like trying to do a sunset flip. And, and the backside of Charlotte's costume kind of fell off, and there was there was a lot of flair in Charlotte right there. They were showing a lot
there was.
But what was funny is I don't think the announcer saw it happen, and then all of a sudden you start hearing the crowd,
thank you Lana.
It was priceless.
Oh man, and it couldn't happen to a better crowd. Toronto's an amazing crowd. Do you ever notice that?
Oh, they are.
Toronto is an unreal crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve that.
Yeah. So.
So did we as WWE viewers.
We didn't get to see very much.
You saw enough.
But thank you, Lana. I absolutely love that. And then Tyler Breeze and Fandango have been doing the Fashion Files, the Fashion Police, and Fandango has been missing the last few weeks, and they. The storyline is very convoluted. It's supposed to be comedy. Sometimes it's funny. I was telling my wife it's a train wreck that you can't take your eyes off of. But 2 weeks ago, Fandango comes back after being missing for a couple of weeks, and he says that he had been abducted by aliens, and I just thought this was really funny. So listen closely to how Fandango explains about being abducted by aliens.
Aliens? Aliens?
Yeah.
How'd you escape?
Escape? I could leave anytime I wanted to.
Why didn't you?
Anal probes.
What?
I mean, no. Wardrobes.
Wardrobes. Anal probes. I laughed out loud. You could tell the crowd there wasn't really into it because there was no laughter. But
that's great writing, though.
Yeah, it was. It was great. It was fantastic. And then who destroyed their little toy horse? It turned out to be Arn Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Because they named the horse Tully, as in Tully Blanchard. And Arn was jealous because he was the hoss of the four horsemen.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But clever stuff.